Your car is ready right on time, and they'll leave your driveway spotless. How much does it cost? Repairsmith's prices are competitive with your local shops. Why hassle with taking your car to a shop when the shop will come to you? Go to repairsmith.com for your free instant quote, plus get $25 off any work over $99 with code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So major breaking news, Tommy White, the business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, breaking a story that we'll be talking about over the course of the next couple of years. We're talking about the race for mayor of Las Vegas. And the fact is that we've got an early entrant. He said he's 90% sure that he's going to run for mayor of Las Vegas. I think that is a major, major piece of news. A labor leader who is a conservative, believe it or not. That's all going to be a part of our story that we'll be talking about over the course of the next, 11 plus months. We'll be talking about that. Also, by the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Ron Futrell, the sports anchor reporter for 8 News Now. The Raiders, believe it or not, have 8 losses. Can we now give them up for dead as far as the playoffs are concerned? Playoffs? You're talking playoffs? I'm not going to try and do that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Showroom at South Point presents a very special Christmas show. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas, featuring a 9-piece band, bringing all your holiday favorite songs to life. December 16th and 17th. Tickets at the box office, southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Mark O'Toole's Classic Crooner Christmas at the South Point.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, Apt to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Have you noticed those gas prices recently? Rita Foley reports.
They're still falling. Gas is $3.17 a gallon today. That's 57 cents cheaper than a month ago. 14 cents less than a week ago. Why? Well, the AAA points to supply and demand. There's more gas available, but less demand for it. Why is that? Well, fewer people hit the roads as the weather starts to get worse, and there's less daylight. At the moment, the highest prices are in the West. It's $4.41 a gallon in California. The lowest prices are in the South, $2.73 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, Twitter suspends the accounts of multiple reporters after they violated the platform's doxing rules.
Reporters for the New York Times, CNN, and the Washington Post were among those suspended for violating doxing rules or giving out a person's real-time location or home address. Musk referred to it as assassination coordinates. Twitter does not allow posting real-time coordinates or linking to a site that does so. In a call with reporters, Musk said showing real-time information about someone's location is inappropriate. He went on to say, quote, "Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist. You're a citizen. So no special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story," end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Biden encouraging military veterans to sign up for expanded benefits under a new law. He's promoting the PACT Act, which helps veterans get screened for exposure to toxins. Those include Agent Orange, which was used during the Vietnam War, and burn pits, where trash was destroyed on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow is down 266 points. The NASDAQ off 105. More at townhall.com.
Be thanked for pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas is getting ready to say goodbye to 2022 in typical Las Vegas style. This year's theme for the annual fireworks show at midnight, New Year's Eve, is Let's Go Big. And we'll have 8 resorts on the Las Vegas Strip launching fireworks from the rooftops. New this year is the personalized countdown from DJ Tiesto on the Resorts World's 100,000-square-foot LED screen that you can see for miles, with the other 7 properties displaying a synchronized countdown to complement the video. In downtown, the Fremont Street Experience is hosting its NYE Time of the Year Festival with live performances on 3 stages, which include Bush and Sugar Ray. Pre-sale tickets are available for $50 apiece. 5 finalists have been chosen to submit ideas for the 1 October Memorial, including 2 Las Vegas architectural firms. 21 teams submitted proposals, which were judged by a 7-person panel. The memorial will honor those who were killed or injured during the country's deadliest mass shooting, which happened on the last night of the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. That was on October 1st, 2017.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Several crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Southbound Rainbow at Spring Valley Parkway. Westbound Gallen at Decatur. Karen at Joe W. Brown. And look out for an incident. That's westbound Lone Mountain at Grand Canyon.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So the last time we talked to him, Ron Futrell was driving back from L.A., I think, bad cell service and good cell service. I think we've got him in a really good place. Ron Futrell, how you doing, my friend?
I'm kicking back in the sports office where it's about 72 degrees. A light breeze from the air conditioning.
And Chris is still there? Chris is still by your side?
Pretty low.
Is Chris still by your side? Is Chris still by your side?
No, he's not here.
Oh, darn it.
Just me today. You just got me.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
I'm solo today.
So you're kicking back.
I'm working hard, actually, but because I've got to put everything together today. So I'm doing that. But there's always time to hang out with Kevin.
Oh, I appreciate it. Did you hear the news? Tommy White, who I'm assuming you've known him for a gazillion years, is 90% certain he's running for mayor of Las Vegas.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Okay.
So alert your news department, and they can have a kind of a quasi-scoop. We had it first. You guys will have it second.
I will go in and tell them. As soon as I'm done with this phone call, I'll let them know Tommy White running for mayor, and I don't know who else.
90%.
Okay.
90% he's going to announce probably okay. January 1st or thereabouts.
Well,
how about
that?
He
got the stadium built. He was one of the guys out there pounding. I don't know how many nails he pounded or rivets he riveted, but he did it. He made it happen.
There you go.
As the union boss. So
You gotta like that. You really do.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Raiders have 8 losses. Can we finally say that they're dead in the water as far as the playoffs are concerned?
Yeah, I mean, they are, but technically they're not. So,
are they still alive, really?
Oh, no, they are really alive. I mean, a few crazy things have to happen. So, and there's four teams above them right now. They've got to win their next four games. So they got to win out. They'll finish the season 9-8. Okay. Patriots have to lose a couple of games. I believe they're one. The Jets are in there too. And they've got to lose some games, you know, exact numbers. There are math equations out there that can figure it out. It's not my brain, though.
You know, I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I was not a math major at the University of Kansas. Sorry about that. I just wasn't. What is your assessment of this team? I mean, there are times when they look like they're real. And then there are times that they don't look like a contender. They look like a pretender.
No, here's what's crazy, and I'm putting together for our pregame show, I'm putting together some graphics right now, and it is crazy to look at this and go, the Raiders have the number one rusher in the league in Josh Jacobs, 1,402 yards. They have the number one pass catcher for touchdowns, 12. He's got 12 in the league. Devontae Adams, he's number one. And the place kicker, Daniel Carlson, is leading the league. He's number one when it comes to kicking field goals. Now, part of that's because the Raiders can't score in the touchdowns in the red zone. But he's still a pretty good kicker. So let's give him the credit there for nailing him the way he does. So in all those areas, and Max Crosby.
Max Crosby, yeah.
Five in sacks. So they've got all these great individual performers. But as a team, they're sucking right now, you know, and they're struggling, doing much worse than what anybody thought they would do this year. So there's a disconnect right there. And I'll tell you where it's at mainly, and it's red zone. It is their red zone offense is 28th in the league, and their red zone defense is 29th in the league. You get in the red zone against the Raiders, you're going to score a touchdown. The Raiders get in the red zone, and they got a 45% chance, which is hideous, at scoring a touchdown. They have to settle for field goals. Look at the Rams game. Okay, the Rams game. How many times they got in the red zone and one? There was a pick right before the end of the first half, and then they settled for field goals. Daniel Carlson keeps kicking those field goals. So however you fix that part of the game, I mean, when things get tough, when you're down in the red zone, that's when your offense really needs to shine. And when the other team gets in the red zone, that's when your defense in red zone, of course, is inside the 20-yard line in the NFL. That's when your defense got to shut people down, and they're not doing that. They have not shut anybody down this year when they've been first in goal. There's like 30, the number I think is 31 times teams have been first in goal against the Raiders. They could be at the 9-yard line, 8-yard line, 7th, you know, 2-yard line, whatever, and they score every time. Score a touchdown every time. So that's the areas where this team needs to tighten up. And how you do that as a coach, I don't know. That's their job to know that, is to tighten that up with the coaching staff and the team, because they got these great individual performers, man. These guys are rocking it, and they should be. Let's take next year. If they're able to figure this out and be able to do better in that area, in the red zone, look how much better shape they would be this year, and where, you know, what their possibilities would be with all of these guys, individual performers, doing so well. Now, I will mention also this week is that Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller were out of practice. So Josh McDaniels has not said if they're going to play, but they were out of practice this week. That's a good sign.
That's a very, very good sign. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the team meetings relative to Bill Belichick evaluating his prize pupil Josh McDaniels and see what he really thinks of this Raiders team, because the two worked together for so long, so well. He probably knows Josh McDaniels pretty well.
Oh yeah, they know each other. He trained under him and was his offensive coordinator for six. Was there 12 years off and on, had a stint with the Broncos and different things. And they stayed in town this week, by the way. The Patriots, they played at Arizona on Sunday, and they just stayed in the West Coast. And so they stayed here somewhere. Of course, Belichick, I'm still waiting for his phone call. He hasn't called me yet to let me know where they're staying, where they're practicing. Huh.
He didn't anyway. Call you back? Oh, my God.
Hey, Bill, it's Ron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they they've got that. And I'll tell you, but part of the red zone thing, let's go here. Part of the problem in the red zone on offense is not having Darren Waller and not having Hunter Renfrow. Hunter Renfrow is such an efficient target down there inside the 20-yard line that, you know, he's one of the best in the league in that area, as a big tight end would be with Darren Waller. So that explains some of their problems. We'll see. I mean, this would be the right week for those two guys to get back in the lineup and see if they can make some good things happen.
I'm just wondering, though, you know, when you've been through about 14 weeks, you get a pretty good read on a football team. Is this team close to breaking out? I mean, do you get a sense that this team could go on a 3 or 4 game winning streak?
Yeah. Well, it's got to be a 4 game if they make the playoffs. But they did have that 3 game where they won at Denver, won at Seattle, both in overtime. Beat the Chargers here. They should have beaten the Rams, you know, until it fell apart in the final minute. They could. They have the potential to. I mean, we're gonna end this season. Likely, we're gonna end this season. We're gonna go, okay, a lot of optimism for next year because they have all these individual weapons. Give them some time to work together and see what can happen. And I don't go with the theory that it's taking this long for them to figure out the offense. I mean, there's a lot. Look at the Miami Dolphins. They got a new coach.
Baker Mayfield.
They're doing just fine. Baker Mayfield, it took him less than 48 hours, about 36 hours,
to
get the playbook out and do his thing. Okay. So
playbook? What playbook?
Playbook. Yeah, just run the Z route. Go, boom. Turn left at the Buick.
Yeah.
Try and jump over the curb, and I'll hit you. Okay.
That's amazing.
Try to keep a couple of feet in bounds.
Do you get a sense? So, I mean, getting down to serious stuff, though, is Josh McDaniels still on solid ground with ownership?
That's what ownership keeps saying. He's doing a fantastic job. Mark Davis, the quote from him, is what he can – you ask him, fantastic job. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, you know.
5-8 is not very fantastic.
I wouldn't go that far. But that's what he keeps saying, which is a little bit strange. I mean, you don't need to pretend like we don't see what we see. I mean, say something like, hey, it's going to take some time to build this unity and this team and put them together and at least qualify it a little bit. Not a fantastic job. Fantastic job. We were expecting them to be, you know, this, look at this weekend to clinch a playoff spot. That's if I were to guess at the start of the season, they do play at Pittsburgh on Saturday, next Saturday, so that Christmas Eve. They got a game at Pittsburgh in the evening on the NFL Network. So, you know, I would have looked at that game probably as one that they could have clinched a playoff spot to go on. And they've also got San Francisco here on January 1st. So New Year's Day is a game, again, here at Allegiant Stadium. And then the other game, final game they've got, your beloved Chiefs.
They're
going to be here.
Thank you.
That's either going to be Saturday. They haven't said yet. It's a flex game, which means the NFL can change it either direction, the 7th or the 8th, the final game of the regular season, which would be week 18. And, of course, every team plays 17 games because everybody has one bye week. But it is now an 18-week season.
So, anyway, so it all comes down to win out. And you need some help. And this is going to get real interesting. I'm just curious though, from your perspective, is he safe? Talking about Josh,
As long as one guy likes him, that's Mark Davis. Yes, I think his job's safe too. You got to give him another year or two. You got to give him, There's things about him. His news conferences aren't that good, but I don't care about that. That's not as important as getting the job done on the field. They got to get the job done on the field. They can't come toss a brick like they started this season, losing their first 3 games, you know, losing 4 of their first 5 and having that, you know, that just set this team. There was no excuse for that, the way they lost the game. And of course, they're setting all sorts of legendary historic records with losing games with big leagues. How the heck does that happen as often as it has this year? Throughout the entire Raiders history, I don't know if I said this last week, but I'll say it again. Throughout the entire Raiders history, they had lost only 5 games with a 13-point lead or more in the second half. That had only happened five times, and they started in 1960, so do your math on that one. They've been around for more than 60 years, this team. This year they've done it four times.
All in one year.
In one season.
Yeah.
Well, less than one season. 14 weeks of the season. So it would be, you know, this is week 15. So they've done it four times this year. They've lost. And of course, that always, when you look at football and adjustments in the second half, that speaks to coaching. I think he's way too conservative in the second half. He's way too conservative. Keep going. Hand the ball to Josh Jacobs. Okay, we want to run the clock. But you only throw the ball two or three times in second halves to Davante Adams, if that. In those games that they have lost, they have had the same formula, Kevin, where they got a big lead. Okay, protect the lead. Hand the ball to Josh Jacobs.
Well, you got the best running back in the league right now. I mean, why not use the assets you have?
Yes, but it becomes predictable then. This team has become very predictable when they have that lead in the second half. The defense knows they're going to run the ball. No, come on, now take some chance to throw the ball to, you know, deep to they have that Davante guy.
Yeah.
Now, again, those two injuries, having Darren Waller out and Hunter Renfro out, has been tough for this team, no question about that. But they've got him back now. We'll see what they can do. And he's the go-to guy on those short passing downs. Would be either one of those guys. They're great on those short third and four. Boom, that's Renfro territory. That's Darren Waller territory. They haven't had that this year for most of the season with those two guys being out. You know, Waller, he's caught one touchdown this year, and that was early in the season. He's been out most of the year, and then Hunter Renfro has been out much of the year now, at least two-thirds of the games. So,
can we talk about a winning team? I don't mean to change the subject, but I'm starting to get depressed.
It's a Friday. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Come on.
No, but tomorrow, San Francisco at UNLV, 2 p.m. as the Running Rebels try to become 11-0. That is incredible.
No, that is so much fun to see what they're doing right now, and I love what Kevin Kruger has done with his team, period. And, you know, that he has just been he's got the guys playing hard, great defense. They're leading the nation in turnovers and points off turnovers, crazy things like that. There are only seven teams in the nation right now that are undefeated, and the Rebels are one of them. Now, does this take me back to, you know, 91-92? You know, no. I mean, I don't want to make those comparisons, but I'm going to. If that makes sense.
It's there.
Because they're winning. But, you know, that team back then, much different. That team had won the national championship the year prior and then ripped off 34 more wins. At one point, they won 49 in a row. So that's insane what they did. But the last time the Rebels went, you know, 10-0, 11-0 to start a season was that season. The year the Rebels went 34-1 and went to the Final Four, lost in the first round to Duke. But it was, you know, they're fun. They could beat USF. They could go on a run here. Their real big test is going to be at the end of this month. Is going to be on New Year's Eve. They have a game here against San Diego State. San Diego State is probably the best team that they've played this year. But amongst their wins are a couple of wins over teams in the Pac.
Dayton?
Let's see, in the Big Ten, they beat Minnesota in the Big Ten. They beat Washington State out of the Pac-10, 12 or 10 or 12 or whatever number they're up to now. they're losing UCLA and USC before too long. So they've got, you know, they've got some nice, decent wins. Not great wins. They beat a team that was ranked 21st in the nation at the time when they played them.
That was Dayton, right?
Dayton, yes. They've since fallen out. But, okay. They've got some decent wins there. They've won wherever they've played. They've had a nice home schedule. So, you know, they're building this team the right way is what I like seeing. And that's what Kevin Kruger is doing, is building this team the right way to make some good things happen.
Love it.
That's fun. I mean, the Knights are winning. They're on the road. They won a couple of games on this road swing right now, winning Winnipeg. Winnipeg, a very good Winnipeg team. And Chicago, they should have won. Chicago's not very good, but it's interesting that the Knights have the best road record in the NHL this year.
They're
not winning at home. They're not winning at home.
I know.
Like they should, but they're.
I know. I know.
That's
the fortress.
A little strange.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
but they are winning.
Very quickly, because I've only got like 90 seconds in this segment. What's ahead on 8 News Now come Sunday with the Raiders?
Oh, we're going to have Raiders Now in the morning, pregame live in the morning. Then we're going to have the, let's see, what do we have after that? Oh, don't forget the Sports Wrap Show.